And now, moving from ancient Zen wisdom back into the present, let's explore your personal search for answers. Everyone on Earth is looking for solutions. And almost everyone is looking for their answers externally. As an example, they think, if only I could find my soulmate, my life would work. If only I made more money, I'd be happy. If only my lover gave me more sex, I wouldn't be frustrated. Or maybe, if only my lover didn't demand so much sex, I'd feel better about our relationship. If only I had more self-discipline, I'd be successful. If only I could sell my novel, my career would get going. If only I could lose some weight, I'd feel better about myself. If only my mother-in-law stayed out of my life, life would be easier. If only I could attain enlightenment, I'd be peaceful. If only I had a brain, I could function better. You get the idea. But if you got what you want, it wouldn't change much for very long. The right relationship can't make you feel better about yourself. More money won't generate happiness. What seems to happen is this. All the if-onlys simply generate more if-onlys, more of the same, more of whatever is going on in your life that isn't working. I have a friend who for years had an if-only about money. Well, now he's making an abundance of money, and his new if-only is, if only I had some free time, I could enjoy all the money I'm making. But I know him, and if he had the money and the time, he'd come up with a new if-only. If only I had a loving relationship, I could enjoy what I have. Your if-onlys simply generate more if-onlys. And now, let's do another closed-eye process, if you can safely close your eyes. If you're driving a car as you listen, keep your eyes open and on the road, but answer the questions I'm asking in your mind. The secret to receiving value is to trust the very first thoughts that surface in response to my words. You'll probably be surprised at the internal recognition that surfaces. And remember, you can't change what you don't recognize. So go ahead. Close your eyes, relax, and take a few deep breaths, and allow a quietness of spirit to come in. After each question, I'll be quiet for a few moments to allow you to respond. And let's begin by having you explore your relationship if-onlys. Now, if you don't have a relationship, explore from that context. If you do have a relationship, what are your if-onlys in regard to your relationship? Okay. Explore your sexual if-onlys. Explore your if-onlys with friends. Explore your if-onlys with family members. What are your if-onlys in regard to what you really want out of life? Do you have any if-onlys about your job? What about career-level if-onlys? Okay. Examine all your if-onlys and pick your primary one, your primary if-only. All right. Now, looking back at the if-onlys you've just explored, how many require someone else to be the way you want them to be? Okay. Going back to the technique of self-observation that I described in session one, what about just observing your if-onlys the next time they surface? Catch yourself and become the observer. By becoming aware, you can begin to eliminate this negative programming. Catch yourself and say, "Well, there's John focusing upon his if-onlys again." In so doing, you detach, and each time you detach, it will be easier the next time. All right. Open your eyes and reorient to your waking world. Make some notes about what you just experienced, and any changes you feel will serve you.